First thing I want to say that we're thankful for everyone that's gathered here.
Yeah.
I'm especially thankful for my niece and her husband that drove all the way from Chincoteague here to be in one or two meetings.
Yeah.
We thank God for you, and we hope something that will be said or done will fall into your heart.
Yeah.
And will make you want to serve the God that we're serving.
Yeah.
There's a reason, there's a purpose that men and women get together in such a gathering as this to worship God in the beauty of holiness.
Yeah. Right.
There's a reason, there's a purpose.
Yeah,
we don't come here and leap up and down and shout and make all this noise for naught.
No, we don't.
But it's of God, and if I didn't want to go, it would go on just the same. But I thank God that I'm one of the few that wants to go.
Yeah.
It's not everybody in the world that wants to serve God. We see that. And so few are the people. But God has always had a people, and he always will. And his people is going to worship him in the beauty of holiness all the days of their lives. Once we get the Spirit of God implanted into our heart, get the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings into our heart, then the day star has arisen.
Yeah.
And we know that for to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Yeah.
We know that everything is found in the land of the living.
Yeah.
We know that every good and precious promise comes from God.
Yeah.
We know that all the woes are on the disobedient. But if we'll be humble and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. I was thinking a while ago, Brother Lewis mentioned about everyone wanting to preach. This has been one time that no matter how small your crowds are home, there's a certain amount of responsibility on to people. And I have really, really enjoyed this camp meeting.
Yes, I have too.
Shouting and singing when I was able to, and then laying on my bed of a night, 2, 3, and I suppose later than that, hear men praying, going out over the campground. This is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan in Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Some people said, does it disturb you? Do it bother you from getting some rest? At times it would wake me up, but it'd be so peaceful that I'd go right back off to sleep in a few minutes again with the blessings from heaven sweeping over my soul. While we were all shouting there a while ago, I was thinking about, have you all read about Elijah? When he was there, up there, with all those prophets of Baal, one man. Have you ever read about him? He must have felt the Holy Spirit of God in his heart. He wasn't afraid. He knew that when his time had come to speak out, that he would be able to call on to God and answered by fire. My friends are my loved ones, my brothers and my sisters and my friends. I want to tell you there's none other God. There's none other name under heaven that we can worship where we can get the full joy, the satisfaction, or the peace except loving and honoring and serving God in the beauty of holiness. Our God has got everything we need. We don't have to go anywhere else to find it. It's already here. It's found in the land of the living. And we're able ministers, the word says, of the New Testament. Not of the letter, don't have the education, but it's of the Spirit. For the Spirit maketh alive, but the letter killeth. So we're going to look for the things that make it alive. I thought I'd read a little here by that man Elijah. It just come to me while I was stepping up here about him, how good he must have felt. At the time of the evening sacrifice. That's the way it was a while ago. If you just knew. That's the way it is, you people that's lost out in this congregation tonight. If you just knew. I don't know the song, but I can shout on it. If you just knew. That's the way it is. And one day, the Lord spoke to me, and he called me, and he made me acquainted with him, and taken me as his bosom friend. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. Now, I want to tell you, I thought about the brother. Well, I better read this first. And at the time of the evening, it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art a God in Israel, and that I am thy servant. Don't that make you feel good? Can you imagine how he felt when he said, I am thy servant? Well, I look around here and see such a vast multitude of people and say, when God looks down from heaven and says, you are my people, I have to say, I am thy servant. And he says here, and then I have done all these things according to thy word. Oh, he must have felt good. But like this brother jumped up here and said, let's everybody shout. Let everybody shout. That's not a custom. The shout is in our heart.
That's right.
And it causes the lame man to leap at the heart.
Yeah.
The tongue of the dumb to sing. When God gets a hold of a man, it brings him out. What did he do for Lazarus?
Dead.
When Jesus went there, said, Lazarus, come forth.
Yeah.
Come forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Loose him and let him go.
Yeah.
The world is afraid to shout, but when the shout is on the inside, like the man that was healed, he went through the street leaping and praising God. Is it strange that we do it, Brother Joseph? Here, I've done all these things at thy word. Now listen, folks, before I go any further, if we ever accomplish anything, it'll be by the word of God. Brother Roberts preaching the other day when he said, now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able. Think of that. He's able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. That's them, man. And then we got to singing when Brother Elliot come up here and got to singing. I'm one of them. That was electric current went through this whole house. You talk about one of them. Who are you? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of the living. Not of the dead. And he said, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifices, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. Then you limit the power of our God, there's no limit to it. If he can take a man out of the dead works of sin and cause him to walk in newness of life and cause him to be a living epistle written and known among all men. Think about that. Written and known of all men. And he says, you are in our hearts. Let me read that. All right. Do we begin to commend ourselves? Do we want any honor from the world? Are we looking for fame from the world? I wouldn't be down in Georgia if I was looking for fame. Do we begin to commend ourselves, or need we, as some other epistles of commendation to you, or others from you? Ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men.
Amen.
Then shall the heathen know that I, the Lord your God, who sanctify Israel when I am sanctified in you before their eyes. That's the word of God. And you tell me there's nothing to sanctification. Well, people say that's just the word. You can be sanctified to anything, but you're sanctified by the Holy Ghost. And you're never saved until you're sanctified. Oh, there's a lot of people preaching holiness. Oh, there's one this and one that and one the other. But oh, he said, if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And be not conformed to this world. Folks, do you hear it? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Something happened. One day Saul was going down to Tarshish. He was Saul. He was just a man. The next day he was Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Changed the body. Something happened. God come into his heart. I've often said it's not necessary that this be a church of 1,000 or 500 or 300 or 200, but it's absolutely necessary that this be a holy church without spot and without wrinkle. God cannot work with no other kind of people.
No,
he never has done it. Every man, Elijah, had to be a holy man when he's up there on that temple and on that mountain praying. If he hadn't been a holy man, the fire would never came down from heaven. But he was a man of God. Against, I believe it was 850 men, 450 prophets, and 400 prophets of the Baal. 850 against one man. Oh, they cried and they prayed, but no answer. Go, he's asleep somewhere. That's what's going to happen to all these other gods.
That's right.
Oh, folks, let's serve the living God. Let's not look to some other way, some other path. because Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, said there shall be a way,
yeah,
and a highway,
yeah,
and it shall be called a way of holiness.
Sure.
Is that the way?
Yeah.
Is that why you're here tonight?
Sure.
Are you glad you're on the way?
Yeah.
For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. Well, it's down in my heart, and it's keeping me alive. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
Sure.
Would you like to relax at times and just feel the blessing from God?
Yes,
I told somebody the other night about this camp meeting here. When I was laying on my bed, I said I wet my pillow quite a few times. This camp meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. And it addeth no sorrow with it. Think about that. It maketh rich and it addeth no sorrow with it. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves, no, to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Now listen, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. I feel like one of the apostles, one of the women that came to Jesus, Lord, evermore, give me that Holy Spirit. That's what we wanted.
That's it.
Folks, brothers and sisters, back about what the brother Charlie Merritt said this morning about brethren, judge not one another, but rather judge that you put not a stumbling block, I believe, in your brother's way. Give him occasion to fall.
Yeah.
And I went home this morning, I sat down there and I got to thinking about that. You know, I could take on a little old thing, something that wasn't worth 10 cents. Far as it goes, and I could cause some brother or sister to fall.
Yeah.
So I want to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset me, that these precious sheep might be able to walk in the way that the saints have made a trap.
There's
nothing that you could set your eyes on that would be worth the confidence and the love of this people. Nothing that you could set your eyes on or your heart could desire to be worth the love and the confidence of this people. I'd rather have it than to have all the money in the world. Let me have the love of God's people. And let them holler out when I'm preaching, bless the Lord, and I got all I need in life. And so have you. But is anything that we could hang on to us, or anything that would tickle their ears, or anything that their eyes would bulge out at, is worth that?
No.
Is it worth it?
No.
This is the way. Walk in. Not because I've said it, but it's because God's holy word is on. Well, we'll get back here. I want to read just a little here. We got everything we need. I was singing today when Brother Ray and Brother Robert was preaching. We don't have to go nowhere. We got everything we need.
And we sure have.
We got any kind
everything
of preacher you want.
We
got singers and we got prayers. People can get in touch with God.
Yeah.
We don't have to go. We can lend to many and borrow from none.
Yeah.
And that's not speaking about your bank account either.
That's right.
That's not speaking about your money either.
No.
We can lend to many and borrow from none.
Because
the Holy Spirit of God is in the camp.
Yes.
And into his people.
Yes.
And we're able, fully able, to tell you in the dead hours of the night that you've got to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit of God. You've got to be preserved and kept by his power. You've got to have the resurrected power in your life. You've got to lay aside every ordinance and every weight and run the race that's set before us with patience, because God is the author and finisher of our salvation, and you don't need no ordinance in the world.
That's right.
Not one thing in the world. You don't need anything, because that we are buried with Christ in baptism, like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life.
Yeah,
that's the way we're going. All right, here we are. Here's what I want to talk about. A long time getting to it. What the people is asking. They didn't hardly know who Jesus was. But one day he made himself known to us, didn't he? When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am?" Now it's absolutely necessary. What I want to bring out here tonight is that you admit and confess before men that you're a child of God, sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ, and called. You've got to do it. Whom do men say that I am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremiah, or one other prophet. That's not what Jesus wants. You might say, "I'm of this denomination, I'm of that denomination, I'm of this, that, and the other," but that's not the question. Coming to you point blank, whom do you say that I am? Listen to that reading and see if you don't get thrilled from it. He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" The question comes right back to you. Whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Oh, he must have felt good. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Oh, you're the one to raise the dead. You're the one to heal the sick. You're the one that said to the woman at the well, "If you drink of this water, you shall never thirst again." And you're the one that caused the brother there that went there and asked that his daughter be healed, and just said, "Speak the word, and it shall be done." And you're the one. And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered, folks, this is us. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee." It don't come that way, does it? No matter how much knowledge we got, it won't come that way. The world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And the world is looking for all the wisdom that they can find, but it's hid from all the eyes of the living. It's revealed to babes in Christ. "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for our flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." When he comes into our heart, we know.
That's right.
We know, like Simeon. Didn't he know? Did Simeon know? He was a just and a devout man waiting for the Holy Ghost. And when he was brought back to the babe, and he lifted it up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, let thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Have you seen it here tonight? Have you felt it here tonight? Is it in the camp tonight? He's here. Glory to God, I'll tell you, he's here. "And I say also unto thee," that's this church, "we are the same spirit. God is our Father." He said so. That's his word there. "Then I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock," what kind of rock is it? "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." We've seen it tested everywhere. We've seen the trials of life come. We've seen the wind blow. We've seen the storms arise. But we've also seen that it stood the test. As Brother Robert's song and Sister Doors the other day, "Stand on the rock." For it cannot shake. Thousands have trotted and have walked in the golden streets. My Christian friends, I want to say to you, what the Lord has said, you surely have to do. What he rejects, what he rejects, you will have the consequence if you ever get to heaven and walk the golden street. There on the rock. Put there to stay. After the storm passes by, it is there. I've lost my place again. "And thou art Peter, and upon this rock," now, upon Peter. You know why the kingdom of God is, and most of the world is looking for it sometime to be sent up. Set up some future time. But the sanctified people know that the kingdom of God is within you. "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I'm glad we belong to the church of Jesus Christ. I'm glad that we're members of his body, that we're all partakers of his divine nature, that we escape the corruption that is in the world through lust, that we're born of the Spirit of God. We are born not of the corruptible word, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I want to tell you tonight, folks, Brothers and sisters, I make that mistake all the time. I'm glad to acknowledge you're my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
We may be small in the eyes of the world, but as I've often said many a time, all heavens over there. Both the family and heaven and earth is named.
Yeah.
If you're standing in the corner of the earth by yourself and you've got the Spirit of God in your heart and all the angels and all the holy prophets, going up there, we're one of them.
Yeah.
The Spirit that came that raised Jesus from the dead is into our heart, and we're one of them.
Yeah.
But we remember we've got to be sanctified and born according to the Spirit of God in our heart. So I want to say that this has been a wonderful time.
Yeah.
God has richly blessed me, and I believe He's blessed everyone around here.
Yeah.
And I feel that great good has been accomplished.
Yeah.
This is our place. This is our home.
Yes,
while
is.
We're on this side of eternity, this is where we want to be.
Yeah.
When we think about Ruth of old, thy people and my people, my God is my God. Where you live, if I will live, and where you die, I'll die also. And then Brother Ray in his sermon today with that old prophet, let me read that and I'll quit. I can read it better than I can quote it. It's so pretty, folks.
Yeah.
I want to read that. Brother Ray could quote it. I know what the last part of it was, but I want to. That's in Numbers.
Is not he wonderful?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
God's people that were marching up like an army.
Yeah.
So sent for a man of God. That's the way it might be a warning to we people to stay into our own land.
Yeah.
Into our own country where we belong.
Yeah.
We might go out and it might cause a curse to come upon God's people.
Yeah.
He put a stumbling block into Israel's way and caused a thousand of them to be slain.
Yeah.
This man that after he preached such a wonderful sermon. So it might be a warning to us. This is the way. Walk ye in it.
Yeah.
But he said here, when he's blessing the people, he says, for from the top of the rocks, I see him.
Yeah.
From the top of the rocks, I see him. And from the hills, I behold him.
Yeah.
Lo, the people shall dwell alone.
Yeah.
And shall I be reckoned with the nations. Yeah. When you get sanctified, as far as the world is concerned, you're considered as dead people.
Yeah.
And shall be reckoned alone. Who can count the dust of Jacob?
Yeah.
And number the fourth part of Israel. Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his.
Yeah.
There must be something to be sanctified.
Yeah.
Because I feel it in my heart.
Yeah.
May God bless us all. May His Holy Spirit ever fill this building.
Yeah.
May we always be the people that
God
is calling for, that we may call men and women to want to be born into the kingdom of God.